This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Routines and time. That's what we've been discussing today. Nathaniel Hawthorne said this, time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. He is a novelist, and we'll get a little bit more into that because I want to use some of his work as a little bit of a backdrop for this segment. But time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. What is it leaving? What is he saying? Is that about a legacy? Are you concerned about a legacy? My bet is you are concerned about your legacy. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hopefully you'll check out some of the things that we do. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale, and you can see the things that we offer in the form of merch. We have decided our merchandise is going to be our message. It's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be the things that I say, and I hope you'll wear it and send a picture of you wearing it or using your mug or whatever, because we love to feature you on the website. Legacy. Your shadow. What are you going to leave behind? Do you care? Who do you care it's for? When you think about a legacy, are you looking at it at like, man, I sure hope that people recognize me everywhere and they remember my work. Most of us don't. I'm going to use this word loosely, famous. I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap what anybody thinks of me beyond my circle. One of my buddies and I were talking the other night. He said to me, Kevin, man, we really want you guys to go with us on this vacation with us. And he goes on to tell me, you know, how great of friends we are. Mutually. I feel identically the same. That friend of mine, they are the godparents to my youngest son. That's how much I think about him. He's like a brother. His wife is like a sister to me. Their kids are like my kids. I would do anything for them. That's my legacy. My legacy is in those friendships that were formed. Here's what I can tell you, and I can tell you this is a fact. I have at least five friends who would fight for me to the death or who would bail me out of jail. At least. Do you know that you are lucky to have one of those in your lifetime? I have at least five. I probably have more than that if I really stop and think about it. These are people who are like brothers and sisters to me. They would do anything for me and have. I'm not even having to think about it. They've done it. Not fight to the death, but they, nor have they bailed me out of jail, but they bailed me out of situations. People have listened to this program going, this dude's a hooligan. I'm not a hooligan. But I feel identically the same. And I would do the same for them. And so that's your legacy. It's the people around you, that little group that you go, they know me. They know who I am, kind of a thing, right? That's your shadow. Your kids, they're your shadow. You do the best you can. I would hate to be Ted Bundy's parents, you know what I mean, or Gacy's or something. But it is what it is. And you can't, it is a shadow you leave, good or bad. And we all try to do the best that we can. And I think that's what Hawthorne was saying. By the way, short story writer, novelist, wrote many, many amazing works of arts. Maybe you read Twice Told Tales in school at some point. And certainly you've heard of The Scarlet Letter, right? Or The House of Seven Gables. They write of Hawthorne, whose family descended from Haythorne. He added the W. But they write of his use of allegory and symbolism that makes him so studied, why people want to understand his writings. History, morality, religion, all things that we talk about today. And put it in the context of leftism today, and it really gets interesting, because like The Scarlet Letter said, in a village in Puritan New England, the main character is a lady named Hester Prynne. I don't know if you guys ever read the story, but she has a child out of wedlock. She got a baby daddy, okay? and Hester believed herself to be a widow, but her husband, a guy named Chillingsworth, Roger Chillingsworth, he comes back to New England. He's alive, but he doesn't let people know who he is. He conceals his identity, and he finds out that his wife has been forced to wear this scarlet letter A on her dress as punishment for her adultery. Now, after prying Hester refuses to name the father of her baby daddy, Chillingsworth wants to find out who is the father of her baby. And he finds out that the father of the baby is a minister, a young minister, a guy named Arthur Dimmesdale. And he is the leader of those who want her to name the father. The reason why I'm telling this story is because this is such perfect leftism. This is a dude who's pretending to be a man of God. And he's saying, you will name the father of your child. And he's pretending that he's not the father of the child and exhorting, prying Hester to, you will name him. And the guy finds out about it. Her actual husband, who, you know, he didn't know. She thought he was dead. But he's back. He finds out. So he torments Arthur Dimmesdale, you know, into insanity. And this lady, she's never repentant because she thought that she was in love with this guy. Yeah. Anyway, you can look at this any way you want. I look at prying Hester as a true hero, and I think that's what Hawthorne was trying to do as well. He's saying, despite what society was wanting to do with her, you know, she was in love. She thought her husband was dead, and she found herself a man. And he was too chicken crap in order to admit, hey, I'm having sex with this woman because I love her. And I get it. You know, this is all written during the Puritan times and everything. But it is an allegory for what we're talking about today. For the record, prying Hester today would be nothing. Hawthorne couldn't even write about her. He would be there was a woman who had a baby out of wedlock. And they went, okay, and the father was a young preacher, you know, and you mean Jesse Jackson? Oh, man. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, all the men and women merely players. They have their exits, their entrances. One man in time plays many parts, this act being seven ages. Yep, all the world is a stage. We're just playing our parts, folks. What's your shadow?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events.
Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was going to talk about the food prices, and maybe we'll get to it. But I talked earlier in the broadcast about media subterfuge and how these leftists believe that they've gotten over on us because the media has been complicit, and they feel like no matter what they tell us, we'll believe it. The left feel like they've gotten over it because they say it doesn't matter what we say, what we do, we're not going to get prosecuted. And they really believe they've made that turn. They have to believe it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. But I want to say this. I have never seen this level of enthusiasm for Republicans in my lifetime. I've seen it for Democrats. I saw it with Barack Obama. And we all know how that turned out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Before I get into that, I want to say this. I was at a fundraiser the other day, and a lady, she said to me, What are we going to do? It was funny. She was like, what do we do, beyond politics? And I could hear her crying out like, we still have to do more. And I didn't say anything. I just gave her my card. She promised she was going to keep in touch. And I said, you know what? I'll tell you what we got to do. We have to win back pop culture. We have to win back the media, social media. Take it back. Don't win it back. Take it back. We got to take back pop culture. We got to reset the narrative on what it means to be an entrepreneur. We got to reset the narrative on college and what that means. I know when I grew up, it was a goal to go to college. It's no longer a goal for me. I don't look at it as a goal for my kid. I look at it as, can it help you in certain degrees? Yes. But do you absolutely need it? No. We have to reset. There is a great reset that needs to happen, conservatives, and that great reset is with us, within us. They talk about, they criticize you for everything you stand for. Let's pretend for one second. Let's just say there is no God. Let's just pretend that. But you believe in something higher than yourself, and you live by a credo that says, I could act selfishly, but I won't, because I believe in a higher power. What's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you encourage that? Let me tell you why the left doesn't encourage it. Because it doesn't require, it doesn't mean idolization of them. What it does is it means you are taking your eyes off of them, their worldly trappings, and you're saying, you know what, I don't rate myself based on what you want me to measure by. And they can't stand it. They want you to appreciate their Pulitzers, their Emmys, their Grammys, their Tonys, etc. They want to self-congratulate, and they want you to see them as bigger than life. And you know what we've done, conservatives? We've bought into it. We've done it. We've capitulated. George Clooney said it. Matt Damon said it. Where are these people right now? Where are all these vocal idiots who were criticizing Trump at every single turn, every day? The De Niros, the Rosie O'Donnells, all of them. Where are they? Other than these hags at The View, you can't find. There's plenty to talk about. Give me your call. Oh, war. Okay. Donald Trump didn't get us into any wars and, in fact, got us out of them. Joe Biden is starting wars. Inflation. You want to talk about the poor and hurting the poor? What hurts people on fixed incomes, the elderly and the children? I give you Joe Biden's policies. Where are they? Where are these people that were so vocal against us? The Mark Ruffalos. What's the dude that played in The Claw? He also played the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. Ron Perlman, is that his name? Where's he? Joe Biden is jacking up this country. He is inflicting pain and suffering on so many people. And nobody's saying a word in Hollywood. When they do, it's, oh, it's Trump, man, it's still Trump. It's Trump now, it's Putin, or whatever. No, it isn't. It's your guy. Republican enthusiasm, folks. Let me put it another way. Anti-Democrat enthusiasm. Call it whatever you want. There's a mass exodus occurring from these Democrats. From their policies, from their causes. People are recognizing these people are flaming idiots. They're racist to their rotten core. BLM, BLM, whatever. No, black lives don't matter. Don't believe that. If black lives mattered to Democrats, they would say all lives matter, and they would change policies that raise the ocean for everybody. But Democrats don't care about black lives, and it isn't just Planned Parenthood in black neighborhoods. That's an easy go. It's what happens in black neighborhoods, and the fact that these Democrats do nothing to stop the endless cycle of violence and moral decay. They do nothing. Nobody wants to hold black people accountable for what? For being idiotic blacks that continue to do the same crap. Let me tell you something. If you want to live the life, they tell me all the time. In fact, I was having a discussion with a lady. She's married to a black man. And she said to him, when they were moving from L.A. to the Phoenix area, and she says, hey, babe, you know, there's not a lot of black people in Phoenix. And she says, you want to know what my husband said? And I looked at her and I said, good. And she cracked up laughing because she goes, yes, he's a staunch conservative who was living in Hollyweird. And he came here and he said, good. And then the follow on. And I said, let me tell you what he said after that. He said, I don't want to be around those bunch of silly butt Negroes who I'm more likely to be killed by than any white person I've ever met. And she was dying laughing. She's like, you guys are cut from the same cloth. I know we're cut from the same cloth. I know too many people that understand what I understand. Republican enthusiasm. You're seeing it in all the polls. I'm not going to regale you with poll numbers. You can go look at those yourself. I'm going to tell you what's going on in the real world, where a friend of mine said, I got a friend who voted Democrat, but he wasn't going to vote for Hillary, but he couldn't stomach Trump. And you know what he said this time? Guy misses Trump. It's not just, these are not anecdotes. These are legit. These are real stories of people that are saying, I've had enough. I'll give you some more data here in a bit. But I'm just telling you, this is not some small phenomenon, folks. This is a time for us to get on our haunch, get saddled up. Get saddled up and get in the fight. Be ready to charge. There is no better time than right now to do this. You're not going to get a better time. And the sooner you understand it, and the sooner that you understand that conflict is good. This is not a game. Your ability to confront may be the difference between life and death of your grandchildren or great-grandchildren. What you do today is going to have a ripple effect. I don't want to sound all gladiator speech before you, but it's true. This is not a game. And luckily, you are enthusiastic. You've seen enough. You know the cheat occurred. You know that Joe Biden has put in an illegal Supreme Court justice, that he has essentially presided over an illegal lockdown that took away your rights. And I could go on. I'll go more into detail here in a bit. You're smart people. And you better know that there are many people like you out there who are saying no more. Not on my watch.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Thousands of migrants from Central and South America entering the Mexican state of Chiapas. More U.S. dollars headed to Ukraine. The State Department announcing a $250 million Ukraine military aid package yesterday. The last one the U.S. will give Ukraine until Congress approves the Biden administration's funding requests. Former President Trump celebrating a legal victory in Michigan, where that state's Supreme Court has ruled against keeping him off the election ballot. The group suing is also suing to do the same in Minnesota and Oregon. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been released from prison after serving 8 years for persuading her now ex-boyfriend to kill her mother. Corey Myers, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, it is Washington, D.C. And Alina, you were actually in the courtroom. What was the atmosphere like? How did the jury react? What happened in the atmosphere right there in the courtroom when it was revealed that Hillary Clinton herself approved of this scheme?
We've all been watching this for days, and I plan on being there every single day to make sure I hear every bit of testimony. This was amazing. I never heard so many pens click and start immediately writing. I got reporters asking me for clarification. What did that mean? What did that mean? Are they in trouble? And I said, that was very big. That was very big. He just cut it right to the top. And thank you very much, Robbie Mook, for what you did today. Made it very clear there was a phone call. She paid Fusion GPS through her campaign, through her lawyers, and that she was actually told that there were papers provided that had not been verified, that she had not, and they said, we have no DNS expertise. We just figured the media would take it and do their own vetting. Now, remember, the media that they went to was Slate. It was not the New York Times. It was not the Wall Street Journal, which maybe is a little bit more sophisticated. It was Slate. On top of that, this was the same time that she was deleting emails and that she was having her own problems with her servers. So she and her team have an October surprise. And this has been a real big theme by the Durham team. And it's exactly what happened. And then October 31st, ironically, she retweets Jake Sullivan's tweet that, oh, my God, cybersecurity, crimes. Trump has a server with Alpha Bank. Complete lie.
Yeah.
I play that clip not to enlighten you in any way, because we already know what we know. We knew Hillary Clinton was over the misinformation. We knew that the Democrats colluded with all of this. There you have it. Confirmation of what we already know. 2,000 mules. Did you really need to see it to get confirmation? Of course not. But it's good that we have geo-tracking, the digital footprint of these 2,000 mules, which for the record, there were probably 10,000 mules. That's what Dinesh said when I was with him three days ago. I'm glad you guys are back. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and we're covering psychology today. And the reason why I covered this might be a better Friday show in the sense that I'm not interested in how many people got killed over the weekend or what is the next, you know, leftist, I'm going to clean it up, but peccadillo here, whatever they're doing, what I want to talk to you about is how these people can deal with the psychology of being wrong and how you need to deal with it. And I told you in the first hour of this program, the broadcast today, three simple words to get the left to back off. You are wrong. That's what you tell them. You're a racist. You are wrong. What do you mean I'm wrong? you know, and you say, in fact, once you say you are wrong, you then immediately follow it with the statement that they gave you. When they say you're a racist, you go, you are wrong. You are the racist. That's how you do it. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. What it does is this. When you say to somebody, you're wrong, and you say it with enthusiasm, you don't go, you are wrong. You go, you're wrong. And they go, and there's this, what? You just called me wrong. I'm not used to people telling me that I'm wrong. And there's a chemical-ish thing that happens inside of them where they're like, whoa, and it's fight or flight. Now, either way, you win. They run away, you win. They want to fight. The next statement out of your mouth is whatever they said to you. I promise you, folks, this works. They say, Kevin, you're a racist. You are wrong. You are the racist. And they have never been called this. They've never even contemplated the idea of their racism. That's why this is such a powerful tool. You're the racist. And when you say that, you say, how can you support the party that lynched black people? Now, I don't know if they'll know that or not. Hey, our party didn't lynch black people. It was the Republicans. Are you an idiot? You're racist? You know what? Let me compound what I said to you earlier. You are a racist and an idiot. Now you have two things. You got to go for it. Tell them everything they did. 386,000 white men, conservatives, Republicans, fighting against their white Southern brothers who wanted to keep black people in bondage, and you side with the bad guys. It all changed in the 50s, Kevin. All the Democrats became Republicans. You are wrong. You have no recollection of history. You don't know your racist history, you Democrat. See, that's what you do. You push it back on them. And let me tell you what eventually happens is they walk away. Because they can't get into a battle. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the paradigm of what I've been saying earlier. This idea of what if everything you knew was wrong, proven to be wrong. Then I discussed the psychology of being wrong. And we've all felt it. We've all been there. So here's what I want to ask you right now. What changed you? See, you changed into something. You've morphed. Were you a bad guy? Were you a bad girl? What? And I'm asking you this in the sense that at some point you had a come to Jesus meeting with yourself that said, I can't continue doing X. I can't continue being X. I can't continue whatever. Pick your verb in front of it. But you decided to change. Maybe it was picking bad boys. Maybe it was picking bad girls for relationships. Maybe it was business partners. Who knows? But at some point, you said, this is not working out for me. It's like Dr. Phil said, how's that working out for you? So when you watch Dr. Phil, you're watching leftists at work. You're watching people with problems, and their inability to solve them themselves creates a need for Dr. Phil to say, how's that working out for you? I was talking to an acquaintance, I shouldn't say a friend, but I was talking to an acquaintance who was explaining to me the cyclic nature of the work that they do. I'm using it intentionally, not using he or she, but the work that they do. And my simple question was, what do you want out of the job? And this person could not tell me. And I said, well, then don't have an expectation of how they're going to perceive you at the job if you don't know what you want out of it. See, I could answer the question what I want. Let's use my radio show. What do you want? I want maximum exposure for this show. Period. I need somebody who understands marketing, who takes this show and says, Kevin, I love what you do. I learned so much, and I want to help you achieve your goal. Remind me, what is your goal? I want maximum exposure for this show. I want people talking about this show every day. I want them retweeting it, quoting it, you know, pushing it out there in every way, shape, or form. And I want people to talk about the author and say, oh my gosh, man, Kevin Jackson said something so profound today. He made me think. He made me question myself. Things like that. I see it nothing more than teaching. It's a professorship. I've got tenure. Can't be fired. I can be taken down, but they can't fire me. I can still say what I say. So that's what I would answer. But there are people who don't know the answer. So guess what? If you don't know the answer, somebody's going to give you the answer. But what caused you to change from a bad boy or a bad girl or whatever it was? Did you find religion? Speaking of religion, the archbishop or somebody, maybe it's a cardinal, he's banished Pelosi to H.E. double cricket socks. She cannot have communion. I was going to say reunion. She can't have communion. It's been done before, but the Democrats are like, how dare he do that? Oh, my God. Oh, whatever. He can do what he wants. She's pro-abortion. At least we have one person in the Catholic Church who's got the cojones to push back against these evil leftists. But again, I ask you, what was your epiphany? Did whether it's on abortion or whether it's on tax policy or whether it's on Joe Biden or whether it's on Donald Trump, when was your epiphany? When did it hit home for you? An epiphany, they write, may change your life and most likely the life of people around you. Should have put the lives, but that's okay. It could be as simple as breaking a mental model, which could open many doors or neural pathways. Let's consider interesting examples. Allegedly, Albert Einstein was struck as a young child by being given a compass. And as a young child, he was struck by the unseen forces, rather, I should say, that made the compass move. And when we come back, we're going to delve into more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mind blown. Ever had your mind blown? I'm talking about just like, whoa, what just happened? I often quote Descartes, "The mind once expanded never regains its original shape." I love that quote because it's so true. Once you come to a part of understanding something, I don't care whether it's how to get in from one room to the next in a escape room or a video game or something profound. Something that stops you in your tracks and makes you reassess. It's called an epiphany. And people have them. They don't come often because if you're living life and learning all the time, it's hard to have an epiphany. Anyway, I was talking about Albert Einstein and they were in terms of discovery. And they said in 1905, after he had spent an unsuccessful evening trying to reconcile Newtonian physics and Maxwell's equations, and he was taking a trolley car to his house, and he looked behind him at the receding clock tower in Bern, this is in Switzerland, and realized that if the car sped up close to the speed of light, he would see the clock slow down. With this thought, he later remarked, "A storm broke loose in my mind," which would allow him to understand special relativity. Einstein had a second epiphany 2 years later in 1907, which he called, quote, "the happiest thought of my life," when he imagined an elevator falling and realized that the passenger would not be able to tell the difference between the weightlessness of falling and the weightlessness of space, a thought which allowed him to generalize his theory of relativity to include gravity as a curvature in the space-time continuum. Inspiration struck. An epiphany. Something driving a bigger thought. Here's what they wrote in Psychology Today. Throughout my research and discussions about epiphanies over the past couple of years, I get asked this question a lot. What do you mean by epiphany? Example. As I said in my book, everyone from Oprah Winfrey to Mutual of Omaha is talking about realizations and awakenings, and many times these are referred to as aha moments. But to me, the term is a little more casual and speaks more to everyday insights. But epiphanies, I mean major, life-changing revelations, things that have had the greatest impact on our lives. Now, why am I talking about this again? I'm talking about this because the Democrats have a lot of people who are having epiphanies. They have a lot of people who are starting to wonder, what's going on with this party? And it's starting to hit them, maybe financially. Bidenflation, gas prices. Maybe they're trying to get a home and they can't afford it. Maybe they want to sell their home, but they're concerned that they can't get another. And I don't know. But I tell you this, the best way to teach a leftist is when they have to face their demons, when they have to live their scandals. And that's exactly what's happening right now under Biden. The author of this article goes on to say, it's been very interesting to notice that every single person I've talked to, whether the person has spiritual beliefs or not, speaks of these kind of moments with a sense of reverence. In fact, yesterday I watched Oprah disclose to the world that she just discovered she had a half-sister she had no idea about because their mother had hidden and denied it for the past 50 years. Oprah said several times with tears in her eyes that she had an epiphany upon leaving their mother's home after meeting and speaking with her about it. Her realization was that their mother couldn't fully embrace their daughter she had given up for adoption because she was carrying so much shame about it and couldn't let it go. Let me tell you the other epiphany. The other epiphany is that Oprah was saying to herself, this is the woman that raised me, and I can no longer trust everything that she says. I can no longer believe. Is there anything else you haven't told me? She didn't say that in the article, but I can tell you that. That's an important thing. I remember when we started getting involved with kids to get them adopted. And they would say to us, be sure to tell these kids, don't hide it from them that they're adopted. Tell them that of all the children you could have gotten, you picked them. And that was, and it is a good feeling if someone said that. I picked you. I didn't adopt you. You weren't discarded. You may have been discarded by your birth parent, but I chose you. Those are important words. Don't hide it from them. I had friends when I was younger. They didn't learn they were adopted until their teenage years, and they didn't like it. All this to tell you, there is a thing brewing out there. I don't know what to call it, but because it's not like it's some phenomenon that's happening in a single area. You know, like they found out some new revelation about drug use. This is just something that's brewing in the psyche of America that says, if you continue to lie to me, I'm going to have an epiphany. And I'm telling you, it would be one thing if it was the epiphany that, well, they lied to cover for Hillary. But that epiphany might be Biden's notebook, Hunter Biden's notebook. That epiphany could come by learning that it's Joe Biden that really is the big guy. That epiphany could come to learn that the Biden family really did extort and do things every time they were in another area of the world. Hunter was on task to do something for the family. And I could go on. It could be an epiphany for the Democratic Party that you find out that they really don't care about people. Back to Oprah. She said she realized her mother was stuck because of her shame and revealed that she recognizes that she also wants to carry the burden of shame for getting pregnant and having a baby. Oprah, the woman who basically coined the term aha moment, did not use that term in talking about this powerful and extremely personal story. To describe this profound and emotional moment of revelation about her mother, Oprah used the term epiphany. I think I agree. An aha moment is like, ah, I woke up to something temporarily. It was a little thing. But when you have an epiphany, it's life changing. Let me ask you this. Do you know a Democrat who switched? I know a bunch of them. And I always ask this question. And the reason I ask it is because I understand those moments of clarity. What happens when you hit that moment of clarity where everything comes into focus and you go, now I get it. Now I see it. That's the importance, and maybe that's why the people who flip are revered, because they will tell you, it was this moment that I knew. My good friend, Clarence Mason Weaver, Clarence said, Kevin, he said, man, I was up there, I was a rising star of the Democrats. He said, one day I woke up, he goes, I could have all the women, I could have the money. These people were touting me around like I was the next thing since the coming of Jesus. He said, and I woke up. And I thought to myself, in a moment of clarity, I don't believe a word of what I'm saying. I don't believe it. I wasn't raised this way. I don't feel this way. He goes, I dropped the Democrat Party right at that moment. And I'm going to tell you, this dude is amazing. He would be more well known than Cornel West, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and any of these other race pimps combined. This dude is I've told the story about Clarence. Every time I speak to this guy, I get a history lesson. I get more armament on being a conservative. Not that I need it, but it is a pep talk that you certainly wouldn't turn down. And people don't really know him on it because he's less known than Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and others, but he is just as profound, certainly to me. And I'm telling you, if he had stayed on the other side of this issue, he'd be filthy rich. But he dropped it all in a day because he had clarity. It was an epiphany that hit him. So I say to conservatives, fear not, folks. Fear not. Democrats are in big trouble. They had a mass exodus in 2020. They're going to have another one. Independents want nothing to do with them. And you also have what's happening to us as we get stronger in our faith as conservatives. So hang in there. It's going to be great news.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.